You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, once again, we are with Jeffrey Lakes, the founder of CardsCashRewards.com, a company that develops gift cards into integrated marketing solutions that enable small retailers to compete with big box and online retailers in the marketplace. Jeffrey, welcome once again to Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you, Eric. I appreciate it once again. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. So first of all, let's for the listeners that missed the first broadcast, what is the ultimate goal of CardsCashRewards.com?
Well, our ultimate goal is to help small local retailers compete more effectively versus the big box and online retailers. You know, small retailers, they just don't have the dynamics to advertise and to market on the level that big companies have. But I believe that there are solutions, there are integratable solutions that will enable them to do that. And one of the things that we do is we focus on those solutions that will enable them to meet their customers where they live, whether it's with gift cards, social media, mobile payments, or on the go with the consumer's mobile devices.
Yeah, I like that, implementing technology as well. So how does the Ultimate Gift Card Network help small local retailers grow their business?
Well, there's 3 points. We help them grow their business by multiplying, diversifying, and expanding their prospective customer base. This is for those merchants that would join the Ultimate Gift Card Network, and this would occur beyond their local markets on a more efficient, rapid, and cost-effective way. One way, if you look at it from this perspective, a small local retailer that would sell 5 gift cards on their own per day, they would grow their prospective customer base by 150 customers a month. But with a gift card network, let's say 500 merchants, using the same 5 gift cards per day, now we're looking at growing their prospective customer base by 75,000 prospective new customers per month.
That's phenomenal. Where is the equity in the small local retailer's point-of-sale interface with its customers?
Well, with the point-of-sale interface, which is whether it's their credit card terminal, whether it's their cash register, or whether it's a point-of-sale terminal that you might see in a restaurant, there's basically 3 types of equity that's locked into that point-of-sale interface. One is the type of savings that they would have on equipment. Another is access to capital. And the third one would be additional revenue sources. If I could talk about each one just for a moment, with the savings, today, really, there's no need for merchants to buy or lease their equipment. The merchant service providers out there, they're competing very intently for, you know, for that business, and there's no need for merchants to spend $50 a month, $100 a month over a 48-month term, no more than it is to go out and buy a new cash register. There are opportunities to get free placements with integrated credit card processing with cash registers, as well as with point of sale terminals that basically negate the need to go out and purchase that equipment or to lease that equipment. You know, from a standpoint of access to capital, there's no need for a merchant to go without having the working capital that they need, especially in a crunch when banks aren't lending or investment capital is outside the scope or vision of the business owner. for example, merchant cash advances are more than viable alternatives, and how much MasterCard and Visa sales that business is generating on a monthly basis will largely determine how much capital is available to that business. So, you know, a lot of times if a merchant is doing $25,000 a month in credit card, they can tap into $35,000 almost instantly, which will turn around within maybe at the most three or four days. The additional revenue sources that we were talking about, again, the major retail chains, pretty much all of them sell gift cards, and they capitalize on the new customers, the revenue, and the cash flow that small local retailers that don't sell gift cards just don't capitalize on. They're not tapping into that, and they're leaving money on the table. I had mentioned earlier selling 5 gift cards. If you look at that from an average of $25 each, just selling 5 gift cards a day for one small local retailer, that retailer is going to increase their annual sales by more than $45,000. And as I mentioned before, by not selling those gift cards, he or she is just leaving money on the table. And the more that they're leaving on the table, the big box online merchants are all too happy to claim. They're happy to claim it.
Absolutely brilliant is my response to that. Today we are joined by Jeffrey Lakes, the founder of CardsCashRewards.com, a company that develops gift cards into integrated marketing solutions that enable small retailers to compete with big box and online retailers in the marketplace, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Jeffrey, I understand you are offering $25 American Express gift cards to provide free statement analysis to small local retailers. Can you tell us more about this?
Yes, Eric. As you mentioned, we're offering the $25 American Express gift cards. And we're offering that card because, again, we want to empower the recipients to spend those, you know, spend it wherever they would want. And American Express would obviously allow them that opportunity to do that. But one of the things we're also encouraging the small local retailers to do is to get what I call a point of sale checkup. This will provide them with a comprehensive analysis of their card processing statement to ensure that they're paying the lowest fees, as well as becoming aware of the equity that I mentioned earlier in their point of sale. The only thing that we require them to do in this entire process is to provide us with their most recent card processing statement, and the assessment that we'll provide back to them is totally free.
Why should small local retailers also include mobile payment devices in their point of sale mix? What is your thought on that?
My thought is the adding the mobile payment device ensures that these merchants can complete the sales opportunities wherever they go. For instance, with a pizza delivery, they can send those out and they can accept the credit card purchases. Even away from the store, they don't just have to process it online or process it over the phone. But also what it enables them to do is it enables them to be able to accept payments at off-site events such as trade shows, festivals, and expos. And even more, what it does is it enables them to, when they have those mobile devices that are the readers that are attached to their cell phones or their iPad, it enables them to step into their lines when they have long lines and just break those lines down. They can send one of their sales reps out to, or send one or more of their sales reps out, I should say, out into the line. And what that does is it creates, you know, a higher level of engagement, and it demonstrates to their customers the level of thought that they put into their customer service, which conveys an experience that is consistent with being able to share that experience and grow their business.
So it certainly has been good to have had you back. How about telling our listeners once again the best place to be in contact? I understand you've got an 800 number as well, and also hit that website one more time.
Yeah, the toll-free number is 800-273-7000. The toll-free number is 877-852-7797. Our website is cardscashrewards.com, and we're also on Facebook, which is facebook.com/cardscashrewards, and you can also find us on Twitter. Only thing about Twitter is we lost our S, so it's cardscashreward on Twitter.
Very good. I really like what you've got here. It is certainly a big help for the small businesses. He is Jeffrey Lakes, the founder of CardsCashRewards.com, a company that develops gift cards into integrated marketing solutions that enable small retailers to compete with big box and online retailers in the marketplace. And the website of reference, once again, is CardsCashRewards.com. And on Twitter, you can follow them at Cards Cash Reward. Jeffrey, thanks so much for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Thank you again, Eric. My pleasure.
You bet. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.